Watching and waiting in Chicago, I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. ICE operations are expected to ramp up in Chicago, and that has officials preparing for protest.
Where I am is Pilsen, a well-known Hispanic neighborhood in Chicago, where the tension is really amplified by both politicians and protesters. The protesters have already gathered in the town of Broadview, a suburb to the west of Chicago. And according to the mayor, a building there is going to be used as a processing center over the next 45 days for these enhanced ICE operations. So it's the first target protesters can set their sights on. And riot fencing has gone up around the Dirksen Federal Building downtown Chicago, even though Illinois Democrats are urging their loyalists not to riot. The narrative that they're pushing is that the enhanced immigration enforcement is intended to trigger riots and therefore justify deploying the National Guard.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin. Illegal immigrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia could be deported to Africa. According to a removal notice shared with Fox News, Abrego Garcia has apparently been notified he'll be deported to Eswatini. Back in March, he was deported to his home country of El Salvador, but he was returned to the U.S. Renaming the Defense Department.
An executive order signed by the president rebrands the Department of Defense as the Department of War, reverting to a name for the department used until 1947. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, taking on the title of Secretary of War, says the order is about restoring a warrior ethos.
The War Department is going to fight decisively, not endless conflicts. It's going to fight to win, not to lose. We're going to go on offense, not just on defense.
Congress created the Department of Defense and may need to vote to codify the president's action, something President Trump says he will put before lawmakers. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
What does the future hold for business? Ask 9 experts and you'll get 10 answers. Bull market, bear market. Inflation's up or down? Can someone please invent a crystal ball? Until then, over 42,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one AI cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one fluid platform. With one unified business management suite, there's one source of truth giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. With real-time insights and forecasting, you're peering into the future with actionable data. When you're closing the books in days, not weeks, you're spending less time looking backwards and more time on what's next. Whether your company is earning millions or even hundreds of millions, NetSuite helps you respond to immediate challenges and seize your biggest opportunities. Speaking of opportunity, download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/quick. The guide is free to you at netsuite.com/quick. netsuite.com/quick.
The man accused of attempting to kill President Trump as he golfed in Florida will stand trial next week.
A trial for Ryan Wesley Ruth will begin Monday at a federal courtroom in Fort Pierce, Florida. He's the man federal agents say hid in the hedges at the Trump West Palm Beach Golf Club with a gun, hoping for the chance to kill President Trump last fall. Ruth is now defending himself, and his final pretrial hearing was filled with oddities, including poorly written legal filings, such as one demanding access to female exotic dancers, and another asking to play a round of golf with the president and offering to be executed if he loses. Monday will focus on selecting a jury, and the judge has already ordered that jury to be partially sequestered. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Trump administration task force is accusing the Biden administration of weaponizing the federal government against Christians. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports on the task force's initial assessment.
President Trump created this task force back in April to find the bias within the government and eliminate it for good. Now, according to Fox Digital, among the instances of bias listed in the report were muted responses by the Biden administration to attacks on Christians compared to other groups, giving preferential treatment to non-Christian employees over Christians, imposing radical LGBTQ gender ideology on foreign governments and state employees, and charging record-breaking fines on large Christian universities.
A final report is expected to be released by February. Critics have accused the Trump administration of mixing church and state. The Trump administration is exploring whether the federal government can take control of the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York. Since opening in 2014, the Memorial Plaza and Museum have been run by a public charity. I'm Pam Puso in New York, and this is Fox.
Creating your own business is everything. Getting it registered in compliance, not so much. LegalZoom has everything you need to launch, run, and protect your business all in one place. LegalZoom has already helped launch, run, and protect millions of businesses. LegalZoom, now you're in business. Get everything you need from setup to success at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom provides access to independent attorneys and self-service tools. LegalZoom is not a law firm and does not provide legal advice, except where authorized through its subsidiary law firm, LZ Legal Services, LLC.